Please excuse the mess. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. The reason that the radio might sound the way it does, or will, or has not, or will have not, or will have may have been, or possibly willn't have may not be right now, it is the nature of live radio. This will be live. This is live. This has been. Is not. This doesn't exist. Except right now. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza is created live every week from Tuesday night, 6 to 7 p.m. From 6 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday night, here in this very time zone. Created only then. And then though ephemeral and non-existent beyond the moment, archived later on a webpage. It can be heard at counterfolk.com/last ever. But listen now, keep listening now, and possibly affect what it is that is being listened to, besides being listened to in your own way, also being sounded by yourself by calling 472-5667. It is entirely possible that if you call at some point during the show, other than the point that you're not calling, 472-5667, that you might be placed directly onto the airwaves. It is useful to just go ahead and contribute the sounds. There is no need for protocol. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
have taught you cannot have it all until you are willing to give it all up. Yourself as a man of peace, you may have to give up the idea of yourself as a man who never goes to war. Someone who came before you and presumably knows better. Very few of your daily decisions about what is right and wrong are being made by you, but based on your understanding. This is especially true on important matters. In fact, the more important the matter, the less likely are you to listen to your own experience. The same is true in the most individual and the most personal relationships. whom already you seem to be, to make someone else's ideas your own. This explains why you've given up virtually total control over certain areas of your life and certain questions that arise within the human experience.
Well, you're relentless, aren't you?
That's the problem with truth. The truth is relentless. It won't leave you alone. It keeps creeping up on you from every side, showing you what's really so. That can be annoying.
Okay. So I want to find the tools for a long-term relationship, and you say entering relationships purposefully is one of them.
Yes. Be sure you and your mate agree on purpose. Life may more than once call upon you to prove who you are by demonstrating an aspect of who you are not. This is not so difficult to understand if you have lived a few years, though for the idealistically young it may seem the ultimate contradiction. These areas and questions very often include the subjects most vital to your soul, the nature of God.
Accept any responsibility for anything that goes wrong. Play the blame game. It's always someone else's fault, or else it's just bad luck. You failed your algebra class, you obviously had a lousy teacher. The other kids passed, they were brown nosers. The cops gave you a ticket because you were driving recklessly. Hey, you had a lot on your plate that day, and you had a late night before. You lost your job because you didn't show up on time for a week. Wow, who can work those kind of hours anyway? Whatever it was, you didn't mean to do it wrong. Anyhow, it's a hassle to have to hear someone bitching at you.
I am your master.
Yes, master.
You must protect me at all times. I am your master.
Yes, master.
You must protect me at all times.
There are masters who have taught you cannot have it all until you are willing to give it all up. Thus, in order to have yourself as a man of peace, you may have to give up the idea of yourself as a man who never goes to war.
History has called upon men for such decisions. The same is true in the most individual and the most personal relationships. And I might add, against every natural tendency I am supposed to have given you. Among these so-called natural tendencies is the tendency to sin. You are taught that you were born in sin, that you will die in sin, and that to sin is your nature.
Traveling far. function.
As divinely given, beyond the pale of the rest of us mortal beings. First, the serenade in D major movement. The second movement is a lush, dark tone, andante. Please, let's sample it. Thank you. opening moments of the string quartet Kerschel 465, he was skeptical of all authority from the legislators and kings. As one writer points out, he couldn't be fooled as Beethoven was fooled by Napoleon, by enlightened despots, probably because he knew these men personally, firsthand, in a way that Beethoven never did. I mean, this just makes sense. How could anyone be grieving over the death of a child, panicked about money, ill and uncomfortable, and not have all of this somehow find its way into their creative work? The concept of art and music as confessional, as a vehicle for profound personal self-expression, lay decades in the future.
And this program serves as your forum for confessional. Confessional line is 472-5667. Please share something. Tell us what you could not tell. Tell us, please. 472-5667.
Whoa. How'd you like to have her as your mother-in-law, huh?
That I stole just last night. I watch TV and I don't know why I stole, because I had a TV. I think the TV that I watch made me steal TV.
Melrose Springs. Yes, this is the day when the voters go to the polls to elect their new mayor. Will it be honest Harold Hemp, local radio favorite, or his opponent and boss, Stanley Peabody, manager of the local radio station? Well, right now, honest Harold is nervously pacing up and down in the office of his campaign manager, Doc Yancey, the veterinarian.
Think you needed to watch TV? What did you get from the TV? What has the TV given you? Please tell us. 472-5667. What have you received? Special gifts. Welcome baskets. Mercy, I sometimes interrupt to inform you that you're listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. And sometimes it can be a little risky to listen to a show that is happening while you're listening. There's a way to cheat. You can bypass that. You can listen to shows that have already happened on the webpage for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, which is located at Counterfolk. That's folk.com/last ever. You can pick and choose and pretend that you're living in the moment. Pretend that you're right here with us or with others. You don't even have to listen at all. You might not want to. Perhaps that is exactly the time to listen to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Sometimes from Tuesdays from 6 to 7, and sometimes on the internet all the time, archives going back years and years. You can read about what is going to happen before it happens, and yet tell your friends that you're experiencing the present moment. And you can send email to ken@counterfolk.com and pretend that I received that during the show, when in fact I receive it after the show, the reactions that are felt. I'm not experienced in this forum. You might want to do it anyway. Send reactions to ken@counterfolk.com. Why talk to me? Talk to everyone else. Bypass me, just call 472-5667 and just express to everyone anything. Anything.
I got to tell you that I think that your butt is so hot. I would like to touch it if you would let me. So, Adam, what do you think about that?
Oh, that's hardcore.
Hell yeah.
We have plenty of Western allies. We got, we can give you the list. Ally after ally after ally. Ally after ally after ally. We are coming.
So why do it at all?
Nor does it mean
this one is a relationship. Just tell yourself before you buy it.
It simply means that you allow another to continually inflict damage may not be the most loving thing to do for yourself or the other.
The nature of true morality, the question of ultimate reality, the issues of life and death surrounding war, medicine, abortion, euthanasia, the whole sum and substance of personal values, structures, judgments. These most of you have abrogated, assigned to others. You don't want to make your own decisions about them. Someone else decide, I'll go along, you shout. Someone else just tell me what's right and wrong. This is why, by the way, human religions are so popular. It almost doesn't matter what the belief system is as long as it's firm.
I had a
clear in its expectation of the follower and the
which why should whether our show in
those characters just the strangest behavior in which it can be has been
a chill wind is blowing in this nation. Message is being sent through the White House and its allies in talk radio and Clear Channel and Cooperstown. If you oppose this administration, there can and will be ramifications.
This should put to rest some pacifist theories that highest love requires no forceful response to what you consider evil. The discussion here turns esoteric once more because no serious exploration of this statement can ignore the word evil and the value judgments it invites. In truth, there's nothing evil, only objective phenomena and experience. Yet your very purpose in life requires you to select from the growing collection of endless phenomena scattered for you that you don't believe in, or as you do, you cannot call yourself.
When you call 472-5667, you're just on the air. You're just directly on the air. The way you'll know that you're on the air is you'll just feel it. You'll know. 472-5667. Soon put an end to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
Myself every day. I torture myself about the way that I look, the way people perceive me, and I torture myself about what I said that day or what I didn't say. I torture myself about what I do or what I didn't do, whether my life is worthwhile. Whether what I did today was worthwhile.
Every day, the airwaves are filled with warnings, veiled and unveiled threats, spewed invective and hatred directed at any voice of dissent. And the public, like so many relatives and friends that I saw this weekend, sit in mute opposition and fear. I am sick of hearing about Hollywood being against this world. Hollywood's heavy hitters, the real power brokers, and cover of the magazine stars have been largely silent on this issue. But Hollywood, the concept, has always been a popular party. I remember when the Columbine High School shootings happened. President Clinton criticized Hollywood for contributing to this terrible tragedy. This, as we were dropping bombs over Kosovo. Could the violent actions of our leaders contribute somewhat to the violent fantasies of our teenagers? Or is it all just Hollywood and rock and roll?
If you take that vow instead of the vows you've been taking, the relationship has begun on a very good note. It's gotten off on the right foot. It's a very good beginning.
Thanks in advance for sending any reactions at all by email to ken@counterfolk.com. It's still not too late to call and participate, 472-5667. or right after the show has ended, you might call 472-5667 just to say something, anything at all. It's helpful to know what people feel. If you find that helpful, please listen to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Right here, every Tuesday night from 6 until 7 p.m. Or all the shows that you've missed, including soon enough tonight's show. You can hear it on the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever. If you can't spell that, you can search on a search engine for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Three new shows have been added to that page just in the last week. Many shows to listen to, hours and hours and hours of them. Some of them you may have been part of. Some of them you might still yet be part of. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. All these materials that are being mixed live during the show, while you're listening, while I'm listening. Many materials you may not have heard before, many materials I have not heard before. Afterwards, when I've sorted it all out, I will find out what they are, what they have been. Although I don't know, the things that you called and you contributed during this show, I don't know what they were. The things that I do know, I put on the playlist, which is a webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever. I'll put them there to say this is what it was. Thank you for contributing all those things, voluntarily and otherwise. Thanks for listening. Listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. counterfolk.com/last ever.
What's wrong?